Okay, today we're going to discuss the letter Tzadi. Let me get a chumash. I need a chumash for this. I have a chumash here. Okay, just want one.
Please
just say it. Oh, so that's the first topic. The way I pronounce the letter is Tzadi and not Tzadik. When I was in Cheder, they taught me Tzadik. I did not know that it was really called Tzadi until much later in life. The Gemara describes it as the word Tzadi, but the Gemara says that. One thing is clear: Minhag HaOlam is to refer to the letter as Tzadik. Let me ask you: when you were taught the letters in Cheder, how were you taught? What did you say? Wait a second. Where did you go to school? And they taught you to say Tzadi?
Yeah. However, I can see why this would creep in, because you say the letters in art, Tzadi Kuf.
Exactly. That's what they say. They say because since the next letter, you say very quickly, the next letter is Kuf, so Tzadik. Okay, is that really true? Is that an excuse? I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe not. The Gemara Masech Shabbos, the famous one of Kuf Dalet, where the Gemara discussed those Vialpes, tells us that the letter Tzadi refers to a tzadik kofuf and a tzadik pashut. There are two different types of tzadikim. There's a tzadik one is more of a tzadik than the other. One is pashut, he's a good man. And then there is a tzadik kofuf, an extremely humble tzadik. It's not really clear. Rabbi Yechiel Michel Stern has some gematria which explains that Tzadi really refers to a tzadik. I don't know what he's talking about. I couldn't figure out what he's talking about, but I don't know. I don't know more than that, but that's the Minhag HaOlam, is to refer to the letter Tzadi as letter Tzadik. Okay, now, let's a few short things. Tzadik is Begematria 204. The word Emuna is Begematria 102. Emuna is 102, which means a tzaddik, one of the famous psukim in Tanakh, tzaddik be'emunaso yichya. A tzaddik will live with his faith. In fact, this is the Gemara on Daf Chav Dalim Sech Tanakh. The Gemara tells us that Tayag Mitzvos is a bit of an avodah, to be makbid, to be very careful in knowing all of the sodos of the Tayag Mitzvos. Just focus on a few of the mitzvos. And along came the Nevi'im, and the Nevi'im, they selected certain mitzvahs which we should focus on, until came along Chavakuk and told us the only thing you really should focus on, the most important thing, is Emuna. Tzadik be'emunaso yichye. Emuna. And that word Emuna is associated with the word Tzadik. It's interesting that Tzadik is 204, Emuna is 102. That means that Tzadik is two times Emuna. What is a tzaddik? A double emuna. Now, what does that mean? Well, first of all, before we go to what it means, the Farshim also point out that the pasuk says tzaddik be'emunaso, which can be read tzaddik be'ez emunos. Be'emunos, in his faith, but can be interpreted be'ez emunos. So what does this mean? So I'll tell you one of two things. Either we find there are two types of emuna. We don't really know what this means. The pasuk says, tzadik be'emunaso yichye. He will live. But we also find an idea of emuna of death. Umekayem emunaso lishenei afar. Hashem fulfills his faith lishenei afar. To those that are sleeping. Those that are no longer alive. So there's an emuna in life, and there's an emuna in death. We don't know what this means, but there's a double type of emuna. Therefore, a tzaddik is a person that has this double dosage of emuna. Emuna in life, in this world, and in the olam ha'emes, there's something called emuna. Umikayim, we say this every day in davening, three times a day. Umikayim, emuna so, li shenei afar. Memela, we do see this darga that tzaddik equals double dosage of emuna. I'll tell you another idea which popped into my mind, and I was preparing this. I remember years ago, a person, he was asking for help. He was struggling with issues of emuna. and he went to seek professional help. What should he do to develop his emunah to the next level? So he was told two things. Number one, he was told to learn, spend a significant time learning Chumash and Rashi. It's a tradition, and it's well known, the rabbi told him, whoever he spoke to, that people that have trouble with emunah, the solution is to learn Chumash Rashi. It's magic. It's magic. You learn Chumash Rashi, it opens up in your mind understanding in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Torah, and it helps you, it's therapeutic for difficulties with emunah. That was the first thing. The second thing he was told was, very interesting idea, which I don't know what it means, but every so often I think about this idea. He was told, in order to have emunah, you have to have emunah. You have to have emunah to have emunah. Okay, it's a very deep idea. I'm not going to delve into this because I don't know, understand what it means itself. It's something to think about. You have to have emunah to have emunah. Every expression of faith is really a double expression of emunah. You have emunah to have emunah. And that's really what it means. Tzadik be'emunaso yichya. What is a tzadik? Tzadik is 204. 204 is double 102. It's a double dosage of emunah. It's a two-stage process. You have emunah to have emunah, and over time everything becomes clear. Things in your mind settle and you see b'poil v'yad Hashem, the Hashkacha Pratis. Okay, now come to another idea which is very frightening. Beginning Torah begins with Bereishis Bar Elokim Es HaShemayim V'Es Haaretz V'Haaretz Hoyisa Sohu V'Vohu. Now we know that the real way to pronounce the letter Tzadi is Tzadi, not Tzadik. Tzadi Dalet Yud, Tzadi. The Targum for the word Sohu is Tzadi. How do you know that? It's Tzadia. Is Tzeda. Tzadia. Now the Farshim explained to us the word Tzadi comes from the word Tzad or Tzad, in which it, one interpretation is to hunt, which we'll get to in a few moments, but also means on the side, tzad. The most basic form of tzadi, the root is on the side, tzad. Now, we all can relate to this in sports. He's on the sidelines, right? This is, for this generation, we can perfectly understand what it means, tzad. Go back maybe 100 years, I don't know if the average kid will understand. What does it mean you're on the side? It doesn't mean anything. But in sports, you're on the sidelines. I'm not a participant. I'm not participating in the sport. I'm not a player. I'm there. There's potential. I have talent. I'm not sitting on the sidelines. I'm not in the dugout for nothing. But I'm not participating. I'm not participating in the actual sport. You're on the side. So that's what it says here in this pasuk. The word sad is what the word tohu. Bereishis bara Elokim es ha-shamayim v'es haaretz. Hashem created, let's unlike the Targum, the Shitasa, Bereishis. In the beginning, Hashem created the heaven and the earth, which means potential is there. Hashem created the potential for the entire world. Everything that will be accomplished from the beginning of time to the end of time was created in the first pasuk of the Torah. Bereishis, in the beginning, like the Targum. Bara Elokim, Es HaShamayim, matters of spirituality. V'Es Haaretz, matters of materialism, of the Chomer. And this, that's it. That is the Shleimus of creation. Now, it has to be developed. The potential is there. The Chomer is there, Ruchnius is there, Gashmius is there, but we got to do something with it. We have to take this Chomer and fashion it into a world and have the two interact, create Kiddushim Shemayim. But until that happens, V'Haaretz Hoysa Sohu, all of the potential was on the sidelines, was Sohu. What does Sohu in English mean? We have a good word for soul? Chaos. Chaos. Yeah. Chaos. So it's an incredible insight. What is chaos? Is chaos the proper translation for the word soul? Not necessarily. Chaos means, it's yeah, you just want to bring out some ideas. It means all the potential is there. It's just not being utilized. And when something is not being utilized, it's chaotic. the opposite of chaos is everything is fulfilling its function. It's order, order. Everything is fulfilling its function. But when something is chaotic, the potential is not being used. It's like all of the players of your team, they're all sitting on the sidelines. They're all on the tzad. They're all on the tzad. So that's why the targum of Tohu is the word Tzad. That's what the letter really refers to. The letter Tzadi really captures this concept of Tohu. It's a very interesting idea of a deeper understanding into the word Tzad. Now Tzadi also refers to hunt, as you mentioned, Tzeda, to hunt. And that's the role. This already is Rabbi Yitzchak Ginsberg. He's the mechaber of the sefer, the Hebrew letters, the Lubavitcher sefer. So this is like one of the big themes in Hasidus. In Hasidus, the tafkin in Hasidus is the, these are kabbalistic terms which I have no idea what I'm saying, is to trap the sparks of holiness. Wherever you go in the world, there's a spark of holiness, and your goal in this world is to be a hunter. When you hunt, you're trying to hunt and find those sparks of holiness. What is a tzaddik? To seek out. But a tzaddik is more than just a seeker. A tzaddik, what is a tzaddik? He is a person that is a hunter. He's a hunting for sparks of holiness to elevate them and to bring kiddush shem shemayim, to capture them. That's why a tzaddik is from the word tzadi of tzad. Your goal in life is... Oh, exactly. So that's why Esau was able to fool Yaakov. He was able to fool Yitzchak. I'm also a tzaddik. Because Esau was a tzaddik. He was a tzoyit. He was a hunter. You understand it? What is it? Exactly. That was the problem. The problem was he fooled. He was only tzayid b'fiv. But he wasn't, in his own way, but he wasn't a tzaddik in maisim, in actually bringing out the real role of a hunter. So it's very powerful stuff. A tzaddik is a tzayid. Esav, I'm also a tzaddik. But Esav was a different type of tzaddik. He was a hunter in the mundane world, a hunter of Gashmias, a hunter in Ruchnias only, but Piv. It did not come out in his Hanhoga, in his actions. But that's where this word comes from. Okay, let's go to another idea. I was not aware of this until yesterday. This is a very beautiful idea, a very interesting concept, which we have to develop and study this in more detail. We all know that letters are matched with one another. Atbash. This is the Gemara Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalet, that the first letter of the Aleph Beis is matched with the last letter of the Aleph Beis. The second letter of the Aleph Beis is matched with the second to last letter. Atbash. Yeah?
No, I'm just
right. Ash Adbash Gimel Resh, and the Fudalid Kuf. Okay, this is the Gemara. Right. Then there are many other systems where we match up letters, and the Gemara Masechet Shabbos does. The Gemara takes the Aleph Beis, divides the three parts, and matches the first letter of part A with the first letter of part B, and with the first letters appear. Three letters go together. They take all the letters of the Aleph Beis, divide them into three parts. Okay, so one letter it's not going to work out. One letter is going to be an extra letter, but this is the Gemara. The Gemara Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. There's another system where we divide the letter of the Aleph Beis into two parts, and we match the first letter of part A with the first letter of part B, not the first and the last. Whatever, there are just different, many multiple systems of matching up letters of the Aleph Beis in different ways. You can divide the Aleph Beis into four parts and match up each one of the corresponding letters. Okay, then there are different ways to match up letters to the same part of the throat, different the sounds. That certain letters, they come out from the lips, some from the throat, some from the tongue, so on and so forth. There are many ways to pair and group together letters. Now, among these multiple systems, a new system which I was not aware of until I prepared this share yesterday, where in Kabbalah, I don't know the whole system, I would like to learn about it more, but in Kabbalah, there's a system of matching up letters. You have 22 letters, we match them into two groups of 11, matching up letters which look alike. And one letter represents the Zohar, and one letter is the Nekeva. Fascinating. Chas and Kala. This group of matching up letters, now, you know, there's a very big debate among the Shatchanim, in Shidduchim, you try to marry someone that you share things in common, that you're very similar, or it should be a little bit different? How opposites, or it should be the same? You can't generalize. Some people, it works better when you're opposites. Some people, it works better when you share the most things in common you possibly can. Different approaches to in Shidduchim. But it appears that in this system, the goal is to match up letters that look alike. You want to match up your own kind. And in this system, the Aleph is matched with the Tzadi. Because the Aleph and the Tzadi look alike the most. Okay, if you'll make an assessment, you have to go talk to an expert and go look at the Aleph and the Aleph and the Tzadi. From all the letters of the Aleph base, these two letters look like. I'm just guessing, I'm imagining we match up the Yud with the Vav. Right? Because the Yud and the Vav are the most similar. So in this system, this is a Kabbalistic system. It's not in the Gemara, obviously, but it appears to be brought down in the Sifrei Kabbalah from, you know, the line of Lubavitcher Rebbes. The match up letters that look alike. The Aleph is matched with, what's the significance? Because Aleph represents Echad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezaveg himself with the tzadikim, with the tzadi, which represents the idea of tzadikim. The Gemara says, tzadi is the tzadik. Hashem surrounds himself with tzadikim. This is the zivug of Hashem. Tzadikim to the Amich Klal Yisrael. The Amich Kulam Tzadikim. Le'olam Yishu Aretz Klal Yisrael Kaviyachal is the zivug with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Going a step further, the year Atkufa, how many days are in Atkufa? There are four Atkufa seasons in the year. 91. What is 91? 91 is Tzadi Aleph. Now, what is the significance? I don't know. This Sefer has a lot of way out things, way out stuff, but some of the ideas, even if you don't get the whole idea, you just... Okay, you said not sure. So this is another interesting idea. Okay, let me go to another idea. What is a tzaddik? If a tzaddik represents a tzaddik, what exactly is a tzaddik? So there are two. We have two usages of a tzaddik. Number one, who is called in Tanakh a tzaddik? Yosef HaTzaddik and Noach Ish Tzaddik. Tamoyah. These two. Why are they called tzaddikim? So there are different reasons. Yosef primarily is called a tzaddik because he was oimed bin nisayon, a person that has a temptation, has a very, very great nisayon, and is able to prevail, overcome the Yetzirah. You are given the title, the crown, a tzaddik. It's like a crown. A crown, you're called a tzaddik. We'll come back to a crown that sits in a moment. You're given a crown as a title of honor when you prevail upon the Yetzirah. Noach also, to a certain degree, was Oymed bin Isayon. He had the very difficult task. Hashem gave him the task of building a teva and suffering torment and difficulty for 120 years when he built the teva. He was harassed by the people of his generation. And then in the teva, he had to feed the animals 24/7 for 1 year, which was no easy task. And he never complained. He never complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you doing to me? Why are you torturing me? So Noach also, to a certain degree, was called a tzaddik. He was omitted in the nisayon of witnessing the churban of the world. And he remained, he dealt with it in a proper way. That's one approach. Another approach is, if you provide parnasa for a person, if you're a mefarnes, another human being, you are rewarded with the crown of being called a tzaddik. And both Noach and Yosef had this role. Yosef, ish hu amashpir, he was the provider. He provided not only for his brethren, for his father, for the entire world. He was the supporter of the entire world in the years of famine. And Noach certainly was the mashpir in the teva for the remainder of the world, of the living world. So when you support someone, you're called a tzaddik. In Ashrei, there are three psukim back to back which mention this idea of supporting. We have Enei Chol, the eyes of Elecha Yisaberu, the Ata, you Hashem, nosein lohem es ochlam bi'ito. Then we come to Poseach es yodecha umaspia l'chol chayrotzon, and then Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. So many people say, oh, tzadik means tzidik hadin. No, it's a continuation of the theme of support. Ein echol elecha yisrael v'yata nosin. You Hashem, you provide. Poseach es yodecha umaspia l'chol chayrotzon. Tzadik Hashem. Because the word tzadik is a reserved word for a person that supports someone else. So we make three mentions together. V'achut ha'meshulosh. Lo'ed b'mehiri yinotek. Three psukim together express this idea that HaKadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amazing. He supports and provides for humanity. Okay, that's another idea. Okay, let's now go. Okay, we'll talk about a tzaddik. A quick, short word about a tzaddik. Tzaddik is Rosh Hashanah. This is new to me. Tzaddik, probably you all know this. Probably, I'm guessing all the children know this, but I never heard this before. It's Rosh Hashanah. What does a tzaddik do every day? You say 90 amen. So I didn't make the calculation, but I trust it's true that every single day in davening in Chazor Sashatz, you have to figure out 19 times 3 plus Birchas HaShachar and plus all the amens of Kaddish. I didn't have time to make the calculation, but supposedly, I trust what it says here, there are a person answers to amen 90, you recite 100 brachas. But in the Nusach HaTzilah, okay, for homework, check this out. In the Nusach HaTzilah,
you answer Amen
90 times in the Nusach HaTzilah. You have to keep in mind Berachas HaShachar, and you have to keep in mind all of the Amens for Kedusha, for Kaddish, and Kaddish, and the Chazor Sashatz, and it's supposed to add up. No, Birchas Hamazon. You don't answer Amen to Birchas Hamazon. Part of the 100 brachas is Birchas Hamazon. Okay, you have to make the calculation. I do not know. 90 Amens. Okay, you make a calculation later. We have another time. 90 Amens. That is the Tzadi. Dalit, how many times do you answer Kedusha? Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. How many do you recite? 4 times. Shachris, Mincha, Bashvona, Esrei. And then Shachris, another 2 times. Birchas, Birchas, Kriyashma. The Molochim. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And then Volitzion Goyal, again, Kadosh, Kadosh. So 4 times a day do you recite Kedusha. Then, what's the Yud? Kaddish. How many times, this I'll make the calculation with you, how many times do we recite Kaddish a day? Do we answer the Kaddish? Do we participate in answering Kaddish or hearing Kaddish, answering Amin to Kaddish? 10 times. Shachris 5. Why 5? You have Rabbi Shmuel.
Right.
Mizmor Shir.
Right.
Then you have Mishtabach. Then Ashrei Volot Zion. And then Kaddish. I'm sorry. One more time.
After
Tachnun, and then Kaddish Sholem. Kaddish Sholem. And then only make one Kaddish Yassam. Also, we have really more. We have 11 then. I already mixed up. Let's make this 6. One more time. We have Rabbi Shmuel, and then we have Mizmor Shir, Baruch Hu, Chatzi Kaddish after Tachnun. Kaddish Sholem, that's 5, and then there's Kaddish Yassam. Let's put aside his Torah. Kaddish Yassam, after davening is over, that's 6. Okay, you have too many. Mincha, you have Chatzi Kaddish, Kaddish Sholem, and then you have a Kaddish Yassam. So that's already 3. You have to 9. Neither of this Kaddish Sholem and this Kaddish Yassam. So we have 1 extra. Sorry, when I make the calculation, what?
It's
Svar. Svar what? They make 2. What? They don't make the Mizmar. They what?
They don't make the Mizmar.
But they make by Meir, another one.
Yeah, but they
by Meir, they have a double from Meir, Shemalos. Okay, so it's not. Okay, we got a problem. Houston, we got a problem. Okay. We got a problem here. They don't have Kaddish Rabban when Rabbi Shmuel. You don't count Kaddish Rabban because Rabbi Shmuel, you won't take that out. Okay, fine. You got to work it out backwards. I don't like doing this type of stuff. I thought it worked out. Had I known, yeah, all right, okay. Yeah, all right, okay. The kuf is you say that's sal, okay? That's a chazal. Mo Hashem shomech mei brachas. That's not my problem. Mei brachas. So basically, the way the word goes is that tzaddik is a person that's nizar in tefillah. You answer amen 90 times. You recite the 4 times kedusha, and you answer. You participate in the answer Kaddish 10 times and you recite 100 brachas. If you answer 90, you have say again?
91 times you have the
Gematria of Omen. 91, okay. Okay, now let's go to another short idea. There's one significant idea I want to mention to you, but there's a pasuk in the Megillah coming up Purim. Vinishloach sefarim biyad harotzihim malkom medinoy samelech lahashmid laharigul abed es kol hayehudim minav yadzakin tafenash biyom echad. Wait a minute, that's the wrong pasuk. The other pasuk, the pasuk of Nishlach Sifrim. Wait, which pasuk? The second pasuk. The Nishlach Sifrim Yad
Haratzim. Yeah, that's not true.
How did the pasuk go? I'm already all mixed up already. It's only one pasuk?
That's the one.
That's the one.
That's the one.
That's the one.
That's the
one. No, it's another pasuk. End of the Megillah. End of the Megillah. Yeah, what's end of the Megillah? The good part. Okay, you're going to figure this out on your own. Well, one of the Nishlach, it says that I think three times in the Megillah Nishlach, I'm talking about the good one. The good one, they said the letters, the good letters. The every single letter of the Aleph Beis appears. Even the end letters appear. All there are a total of 27 letters.
That's always the Zion, is always the problem letter.
What's the only letter that's missing? There's only one letter that's missing. The tzadi, the end tzadi. The tzadi tzayfis, the end tzadi. Why is the end tzadi missing? Because the tzadi, I'm going to show you now, we went to very quickly, refers to the end tzadi refers to Mashiach. Refers to the coming of Mashiach. Tzila tzadik. I'll show you that in a moment, that's the letter of Mashiach, Tzemach, and the teaching us that even though there was a very great salvation that occurred in the time of the Megillah, Purim, it wasn't the Geula Shlema. It did not lead to the coming of Mashiach. Gakati Avdei Achashverosh Anan. So all the letters of the Aleph Beis appear, which basically means Kimu V'Kiblu in the Zuchus. Every time you have all those, the Aleph Beis, it really refers to Torah. In the Zuchus of Torah, we merited this Geula Shlema of an Ishloach Sefarim, and then we were spared. But it wasn't the Geula Shlema. We're still missing the Tzadi. Why is the end Tzadi? Why is the Tzadi in reference to Geula? So there's a Medrash. The Medrash, I don't know if it's a Medrash. I take it back. But there's a Avman Tzipach. All of the end letters, Mem, Nun, Tzadi, Pei, Chof, they're doubled in reference to Psukim of Geula. It's a very famous part. They're doubled in reference to Psukim of Geula. Avram Avinu, Hashem said, Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha. Two Chofs. It's Medrash?
Yep.
Lech Lecha. Two Chofs. Yitzchak said, Avimelech said to Yitzchak, Lech Meimanu, Ki Otzamta, Mimenu Meot. Okay, two mems, mimenu me'ot. Now this, Yaakovinu, he said, hatzileini, no. He could have said, hatzil, hatzileini, the nun, no. There's a doubling of the nun. It's a medrash. Hatzileini, no, the doubling of the nun. And Moshe, that's easy, pokod pokadati, double pay. So we have lech lecha, the lechof. We have the mem, mimenu me'ot, hatzileini no, pokod pokadati. The only one that's missing is the tzadi. And the tzadi refers to the coming of Mashiach of tzvila tzadik. Beauty to the tzadik. Who is the tzadik? It's a reference to the Melech HaMashiach. The pasuk in Yeshaya, let me find the pasuk. Nichnaf, the whole pasuk reads Nichnaf Aretz Zemiros Shamanu Tzvila Tzadik. That this means from the corners of the earth, songs we have heard. May there be beauty for the righteous one. Who is the righteous one? The Tzadik, the Melech HaMashiach. Tzvi means beauty. The doubling. Tzvi, beauty. La Tzadik, for the Tzadik is the Tzadik. Now what's the drush? Nichnaf means from the corners of the earth we've heard song. The word Nichnaf is Mem, Chof, Nun, Pei. Those are four of the five letters of Man Sepach. Those we have already heard, have already happened. Those have already occurred. Lech Lecha, Atzamta, Mimenu, Mimenu Ma'ot, Hatzileni No, Pakod Pakadati, Nichnaf, Mem, Chof, Nun, Pei, Shomanu. We heard those psukim already. The only doubling that we have not yet heard is the double tzadi. Tzvila tzadi, the coming of Mashiach, that we have not heard. So from this medrash we learn that the tzadi, the doubling of the tzadik, specifically the man tzipach, the end tzadi is a reference to the geula shlema. coming of Mashiach. And that is why the Ein Tzadi is absent in the pasuk of the Megillah, where it describes the Geula v'Nishloach Sefarim. So beautiful, you have to put these two things together, otherwise it doesn't really make sense. Again, just to review the Yisodos. We have Mansipach. Mansipach are the five N letters of the Aleph Beis, the five N letters. Among those five N letters, four of them have been repeated already in reference to Geula. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe. There's one letter, the Tzadik, which has not yet been repeated, referring to the coming of Mashiach, Tzvila Tzadik. And that will occur when Mashiach will come. And the pasuk alludes to this where it says, Michnaf Aretz, Zimiros Shamanu. We have already heard Michnaf. We've already heard the letters Mem, Chof, Nun, Pei. We heard Pokoy Bukata. We heard already Lech Lecha. We heard already Mimenu Mo'or. We heard already Hatzilei Ni No. But what have we not yet heard? We have not yet heard the Tzvila Tzadik. When will that come? That will come when Mashiach comes. And that's why in the pasuk of the Megillah, we mentioned in the Shlach Sefarim, all of the beautiful things about the Geula, the Ein Tzadi is the only letter that's missing, because that Ein Tzadi has not yet come. We're still waiting for Mashiach to come. Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan. Okay, now let's go to something a little deeper. The pasuk in Yishai, where is that pasuk? I don't have it written down. I apologize. I don't have the exact pasuk written down. Okay, let me come to another idea, which I think is a little deeper idea. That the Tzadi always refers to like a fringe, something which comes forth. I think the best way to really define this idea is Vayotzeitz Tzitz Vayigmol Shkedim. Anytime you have a letter that's repeated, it really brings out the koyach of the letter Tzitz. Vayotzeitz Tzitz. The staff blossomed. The blossoming of fruit is where something comes forth. You have an object, and something comes out of that object. That's called a tzitz. That's a tzadi. A tzadi represents the idea of blossoming in many forms. The tzitzis in our garments, okay, they're called tzitzis. There's an emphasis on the tzadi. Tzitzis, tzitzis. There's a tzadi. Why? Because the fringes come forth from the garment. The garment, you have a garment, and then strings come out of the garment. The word say, go out. You're going forth. There's a common thread of the tzitz, right, on the crown. The tzitz is something which comes out of the forehead. The forehead of the Kohen Gadol. Anything which comes forth, it stands out.
Projects,
right, very good. Projects out of an object is called tzitz. It's called the letter tzadi. Now, where do we have this to really bring out this point well? We have this by Sarah. Sarah was 90 years old when she gave birth to Yitzchak. Sarah Imenu, Sarah is the mother of Klal Yisrael. She is the mother. She is the one that a mother brings forth a child. Klal Yisrael is the tzitzis of the world. Klal Yisrael came forth from Sarah Imenu. Klal Yisrael came forth when? 90, tzadi. Because tzadi represents the idea of coming forth. Klal Yisrael came forth precisely at this age from Sarah Imenu. And what did Sarah call? What did Sarah call her child? Tzachok. Tzachok asali alokim kol hashma yitzachakli. Why is tzachok laughter? We have that very powerful tzadi sound. What is laughter? Is when you're so filled with joy, the joy comes forth. People are happy. Okay, you're happy. Inner happiness. Simcha, sason, chedva. What is tzachok? You laugh. What happens when you laugh? You're so filled. You're bursting with joy. You're overflowing with joy. It comes forth. It's the same idea as tzitzis. Vayotzeitz tzitz, vayigmol shkedim. To blossom. When the joy blossoms, Sarah was 90 years old when she brought forth Klal Yisrael, and that bringing forth of Klal Yisrael represents a coming forth of joy. Now, I can't find the pasuk. I apologize to you very, very much. There's a pasuk somewhere. This is really the foundation of this vart. I don't know where the pasuk is. And one of the criticisms, I don't have any criticism, but of the sefer, he has all these psukim, he doesn't tell you where the psukim are. He makes you go on a wild goose hunt to find the psukim. But Rabbi Ginsburg, in his sefer, he writes that this idea is really seen in David HaMelech, David HaMelech, at some point in time when he brought the Aron, I thought he was here in Shmuel based Perikei with Michal Bashal, where she criticized David when they brought the Aron, but it's not here. I can't find it here in Shmuel based Perikei. Perikvav pasik Yudal of David Mecharke b'chol oiz l'fnei Hashem. David was rejoicing, was dancing with David. Chagur efod bad. Okay, there's a whole story here. He was dancing, but there must be another pasuk where it says that David was dancing together with the Levim and the Kohanim and the Israelim, and it gives you a number, 90,000. There were 90,000 people rejoicing in front of the Aron with dancing and joy as they were guarding the Aron. Okay, it's a pasuk somewhere. You got to trust me. I got to find you the exact source of the pasuk. Why is the Torah recording 90,000? We learned yesterday 80,000. When the Torah gives you a number, there's something significant. The answer is, it represented the breaking forth. Just like tzechok, when you laugh, you're so overwhelmed with joy. The joy comes out in the form of laughter. When the Klal Yisrael matured to the degree where they dance and they sing, they rejoice in front of the Aron as a nation, where the nation developed, 90,000 people strong are coming out to celebrate, this is the blossoming of Klal Yisrael. Vayotzei tzitz, vayigmol shkedim. It's the same idea. Now, by the Sim Hashas, last year, the summer, how many people participated?
90,000.
They originally said 93, then they reduced it to 92, and then they admitted, you know, it wasn't really 92, it was really about 90,000. And everything was said and done, 90,000. You know, haloi davar, it's not an insignificant thing. The Sim Hashas, this past Sim Hashas, it represented to a certain degree a certain maturity in a sense of accomplishment of American Jewry, of after over 100 years of how much people suffered with Moser Nefesh and the difficulties, that Klal Yisrael rebuilt itself. Before the war, after the war, 90,000. 90,000 people still participate in this celebration of Kavodat Torah, just like what it says by David. David and the entire Klal Yisrael came together to dance and joy in front of the Aron as they took the Aron. 90,000 people. What's 90,000? Because 90 is tzadi. And tzadi means tzitz. Tzitz means to blossom, to mature, to develop, to come forth. And it represents an idea of an accomplishment, a coming forth, a success, a development in the maturity of Klal Yisrael. And that's why you have this very significant number, 90. It's not an accident that the stadium held exactly 90,000 people, and 90,000 people participated in this celebration. Okay. Now, let me give you another idea. Now, this is a very, very nice idea, Rav Yechiel Stern has a very beautiful idea when it comes to the going back to the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. When Masechta Shabbos says a very simple question, we have a nun kafuf and nun pashut, and the Gemara says, what is the why nun kafuf nun pashut? Neman kafuf and neman pashut. There are two different types of people that are neman. Person that's a neman means a tzaddik. He's a faithful person. Neman is just another word for being a person that's a tzaddik. He's faithful. Some are humble. Some are more humble than others. You have a neman pashut, and then a person should strive to be even more humble, to be kafuf. Then the Gemara goes to tzaddik and repeats itself. There's a tzaddik kafuf and a tzaddik pashut. So the Gemara asks, Hainu neman kafuf neman pashut. Why do we have to have two letters which teach us the same idea? Neman kafuf, neman pashut, and tzadik kafuf, tzadik pashut. So the Gemara says, lehoisif kfifa al kfifasa. Go to the extreme. It's not just enough for a tzadik to be a little humble, you gotta go to the extreme. Me'oid, me'oid, have shval ruach. Shal Yechiel Michel Stern has some very nice remozim to this, where, look at Moshe Rabbeinu. First of all, he points out that Moshe, it says in Pirkei Avos, Me'od, me'od. So we have the tzadi kafuf is building on the Neman Pashut. First comes Nun. Neman kafuf, Neman Pashut. Be humble. Now tzadi. Go to the extreme. Don't just be a little bit humble, be extremely humble. Me'od me'od have shval ruach. It's the only midah where you're allowed to be an extremist. You're not allowed to be an extremist in this world. You have to stay in the middle road, centrist. Except for politics. But it comes to Anava, you have to go to the extreme. Me'od me'od have shval ruach. What is the gematria of me'od me'od? 2 times me'od? 90. So it's perfect. Me'od me'od is exactly what the letter tzadi. What is tzadi? The letter tzadi is the repetition of the nun. And it's teaching you go to the extreme. Look at the gematria. Me'od me'od is exactly tzadi. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that Moshe, he was the one that succeeded. Ve'ish Moshe onav me'od mikol ha'adam. The gematria of mikol is 90. The gematria of Ha'adam is 50. Moshe, in his own name, in these two words that describe him, Mikol Adam, is a tzaddik neman. Has both of these letters, the nun and the tzadi. Because the again, Mikol is begematria 90, and Ha'adam is begematria nun, 50. Nun is the neman. The tzadi is the tzadik. And these two letters capture the essence of what the pasuk tells us here, Va'ish Moshe onav me'od. Another very beautiful remez to what the Gemara says, how these two things come together. And in fact, what is a tzadi? How do you write a tzadi? It's a nun. But the nun is bent, it's a deeper bend in the nun. You have to bend the nun much more to allow it to accompany the yud that gets attached to it to make the tzadi. So the whole essence of a tzadi is taking that nun and bend the nun even more than it was bent before. The nun is a bent letter. In order to accompany the yud to make the nun into a tzadi, you got to bend the nun even more. So you have this idea of and I'm just going back to tie some loose ends. I'm come out finished. Tie some loose ends is that the word tzitz means to come forth. In pregnancy, when is it noticeable that a woman is pregnant? 3 months. So what is 3 months? 90 days. So it's also another idea of ayotze tzitz, this idea of coming forth. Just like Sarah was 90 years, she brought forth ayotze tzitz. After 90 days, a woman brings forth, she's visible that she is pregnant. Okay, let me just make sure I got everything over here. Okay, yes, so this is complete. Okay, we all know, but one okay, short idea is that the letter tzadi is the 18th letter of the Aleph base, the 18th letter. What is 18? You have to be not living in this world not to know. Chai, tzadik, be'emunoso yichyeh. The whole idea of a tzadik is emun yichyeh's life. That's this is the life. Okay, so we discussed Noach and Yosef. There's some expression, tzadik yisad olam. When a person is 90 years old, what does he do? Ben tishim and periyavos lasuach. What's lasuach? Mimispalo, to pray. Why? Because that's what 90 is, you come forth. After 90, after living a full life, 70, 80, 90, it's vayotzeit tzitz, you blossom. You have a full understanding of this world. And now you can come forth and you can praise Hashem. You can speak to Hashem. It's the ultimate coming forth. Tefillah is an expression of coming forth to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after 90 years of this world, you can get a full picture of what's going on out there. Now you first understand the world. You can come forth to this world. Okay.
You have to
daven
for that.
You sure do. You have to kill yourself, that's for sure. Okay, there are in the Torah there are letters, unusual sized letters, a large tzadi, a small tzadi. I don't really have any good interpretations, but one thing you should be aware of, utztaka tatzil mimaves, right? Scary pasuk. Utztaka tatzil mimaves, you should be aware that the two tzadis are small. I don't know what this. I don't really have a satisfying interpretation. But you know, they always say tzadik tztaka tatzil mimaves, tztaka tatzil mimaves. So the two tztaka in this in Mishle. This is the pasuk in Mishle. The small tzadi of tztaka is the tzadi of tztaka, and tatzil. The tzadi of tatzil are very small. They're very, very small. Why are they very small? I don't know. But they're very small. There's something deep over here. The Gemara says, "Muroya Adam Shem Zaynoisav Mitzum Tzamim Yase Bochem Tzak." If you see that your parnasa is mitzumsum, you're very tight. If you're very tight, which means that your finances are tight, you should give a lot of tzedakah. That will be a success. Don't think that if I'm very tight, the first thing to go is tzedakah, pumta karet. That's when you should be marbet tzedakah. So that's hidden, the Mefarshim say, in the small tzadis, is that when you see that you're getting small, you're mitzumsum, your resources are limited, pumta karet, tzedakah. Go forward, give more tzedakah, that will be the ultimate salvation. Okay. There are other tzaddiks which are large and small. I don't really know the tzaddik. I don't. What?
Is it right after the Haftarah?
So far, of Ivrim Kulam Lo Yodu, the pasuk in
Yeshaya,
the Ameich Kulam Tzaddikim, we say in the Berachas Hamazon, Lo Yisit Tzaddik Nezav. Tzaddik is never. These are just different expressions. Okay, it's that pretty much covers tzaddik. That's why we call tzaddik a tzaddik. It's related. What is a tzaddik? Tzaddik is tzaddik. A tzaddik is one who practices tzaddik. Have a wonderful day. Take care.